For over 30 years, Tom captained boats that hauled thousands of passengers every year. However, his passengers were never boarding his ship to go somewhere other than where they already were. So what made Tom's trip so special? It has everything to do with where he learned to sail. It's this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. How do I choose a book? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual. If a book's really impressing me and the writing is really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
Tom McKay was born and raised in Duluth, Minnesota. It remains his home today.
All my life, we were allowed as small kids to go out in boats all by ourselves. It developed from there. Even during the wintertime, us kids had ice boats that we would sail out on the harbor. They'd go anywhere from 40 to 50 miles an hour.
He spent time in the Navy, came back home, and got a job with the local events center. It happened to be next door to the dock for the Vista Fleet excursion boats. Vista persuaded him to help them out in his spare time. In 1974, he got the chance to begin piloting boats. For 32 years, he showed locals and visitors around this busy harbor.
This tour is just constant with bridges, grain elevators, ships as large as 1,000 foot. They're mostly in the coal trade and iron ore taconite pellets. A lot of ocean freighters that come in here for grain, and sometimes they bring in steel products, and lately a lot of turbine parts for the windmill turbines out in the Dakotas and on the prairies.
The harbor here is usually closed from around Christmas through March. It does get cold, but Tom says there can be a big variation in temperatures and snowfall along the shore versus atop the 800-foot-tall hillside where some of the city is built.
If the wind comes off our big lake, we can have 65 degrees down near the waterfront, and it'll be 85-90 over the hill. It might be 90 degrees down in Minneapolis, and the thing is that a lot of times people come up here just to get some cool weather.
Today, the Vista Fleet, along with several museums, restaurants, and shopping, have been added to the waterfront, attracting visitors to the harbor where so many ships pass by. Traveling the countryside in Duluth, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCrae.